Are you over the age of 25 and need to lose more than 30 pounds? If so, the next 30 seconds are crucial to your well-being because Sensa is sending 30-day free trials to anyone looking to lose the max amount of weight. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must want to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-964-5392 now. Due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-964-5392. 1-800-964-5392.
Blog Talk Radio.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better.
To the very special person listening to this broadcast, welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk, featuring your very own pastor, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now, get ready for your very own spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great, let's begin. How are you doing, beloved? I know that you are doing wonderful, incredible, fine, special, and star-spangled banner, because that's all the adjectives people would use to describe you. You are one very, very special person who is very nurturing and uplifting to all who know you. So let me give you a round of applause. Yay! Listen to our Taboo Talk. Without you, so many people wouldn't be able to do what they do. So continue to make God look great, because your very presence shows how God loves and cares for others, and you are so vital to your community, your home, and to this environment. Thank you. Today we're in for a special treat. We have our reoccurring guest star, Mrs. Melissa L. Haynes, returning to our show. She's going to speak to us about how your word is your bond and how you can have a more wonderful life, and it could be more incredible if you keep to your word. Miss Melissa L. Haynes is a lover of God and the follower of Jesus Christ. She is thankful to the Lord for every day that he gives her, because it is a gift, and that is why we call it the present. He has enabled her to weather the stormy clouds and lead a triumphant and enlightened life. She is able to see now through her eyes of love because of his grace, kindness, and mercy. She was born in the Bronx, New York, and grew up in Roosevelt, Long Island. She went on to graduate from Cornell University with a bachelor's degree in communication. Currently, she is happily married and a new mother of a beautiful baby girl. During her life, she volunteered as a crisis intervention counselor at the Long Island Crisis Center, and she also worked as an expediter for such clients as Verizon and Pfizer. She is grateful to God for all that she is and will ever be, and wishes you grace and peace. And so without further ado, let me welcome Ms. Melissa Haynes. Welcome, Melissa. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you so much for being here. We are so glad that you have come back to visit us. You are such a blessing.
Thank you so much. I feel blessed. I feel honored to be here and to be back on your show.
Thank you. And, you know, a lot of people have downloaded and listened to your shows, and, you know, we get a lot of feedback that you're a blessing. So thank you so much for being a part of this this panel of guest stars. So let's get into our topic, which is keeping your word, that your word is your bond. Would you not agree with that?
I do agree, because God says in his word that if we knock, the door will be open, and if you seek, you will find. And these things are true, as it's the same with your word. If you speak a word, it will come to pass. If you say, I am rich, you are rich. If you say, I'm blessed, I am blessed. If you say, I am poor, then you are poor. So you have to be careful with the words that you speak, because they bring things into fruition.
Amen. And even Jesus took time out of his ministry to talk about what you say. And in Matthew's chapter 5, verse 33, it says, "Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not break your oath, but keep the oath you have made to the Lord. But I tell you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it's God's throne, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it's the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one hair white or black. Simply let your yes be yes and your no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What's your thoughts about that word, Melissa?
Well, I believe God is telling us to just be honest, to not lie and swear on things that are holy and then turn around and it's a lie. You cannot have blessings and cursings in the same mouth. That does
Amen.
Not exist. It exists in this world today, but it cannot exist. It should not exist.
Mm-hmm.
And so God is wanting us to be upfront and to be upstanding and to be leaders and people who are shining examples of who God is and what he will be in the future.
Amen. Amen. And I also believe that God wants us to be able to say to somebody, if I give you my word, you can count on it. You
Amen.
Can depend on it. You
Amen.
Know, that I'm trustworthy.
Amen.
You know, Jesus was trustworthy. When he said, I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it.
Amen.
And when he showed up, people can count on the fact that he was representing his Father because he and the Father were one.
Amen.
And when people see us, they see us as we are one with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Father.
That's right.
So people come to depend on the peace that comes with our words.
Amen.
You know, Melissa, I can honestly say that when you say you're going to do something, you do it.
And you try to do that.
Yes, you do. And, you know, for those of you who don't know, Miss Melissa Haynes is my sister. And we're very close, and she's also always been a source of inspiration to me. And when I needed someone to be there consistent in my life, this woman comes through like Superwoman.
Thank you.
You know, and like I just give you an example of her keeping her word. On my wedding day, she was like, "I'm going to really make it special for you and blow it out." And I was just like, "I don't know what to expect, but I know if she gives her word, it's going to be wonderful." And she came with the most beautiful flower arrangement and balloons. And she was just Miss Peter Parker taking all the professional pictures. And she took us out, and she was just so loving and nurturing. And she just kept on saying the right thing. And she brought the word of God. She said so many beautiful scriptures that were uplifting. And it was just like, has she not done it? I couldn't say the day would have been as magical.
Wow.
And then she said, "I'm going to make a beautiful wedding album for you." And she put together the most prettiest book of pictures that just totally captured the moment. And that's going to last a lifetime. And had she not done that, you know, and kept her word, we wouldn't have been blessed as greatly as we were. She just turned it out.
Wow.
So, you know, it's definitely when people say they're going to do something, it's a blessing.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, it cannot be something that's taken for granted. People who are doers of the word get tired, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not every day that a person can show up and be there. And so we understand that, you know, while some people cannot operate in big, magnificent ways, they operate in small ways, too.
Mm-hmm.
On their job, with their friends, with their family. They try in their own way to make a difference in their community. And it's noted, and people see you, and people appreciate you. God appreciates what you do. God sees everything that goes on in the world, and he knows. And his love is shed abroad for us all through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And so we just thank him because we're grateful for his mercy. We're grateful for his honesty. We're grateful that his word never changes.
Amen. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about was how faith works and how it's so critical to believe and have faith. And you mentioned earlier a key scripture, ask and it shall be given, seeking ye shall find.
Yes.
And I wanted to delve into that scripture some more in terms of how it's important to be able to trust your own word. Because
yeah.
if you ask for something but you don't believe in what you're asking that you'll get it, then you're not going to receive it.
Amen.
So let's talk a little bit about that and your opinion on that.
I can speak to that because for a long time I talked about wanting to have a child and I went through a lot of hardships. We spoke about that in the past. And because of the difficulties that I went through, it was hard to see it ever happening for me. And, you know, sometimes because you go through so many struggles, you feel like you're going to lose hope and you just don't know where to turn. And you believe in God and you know God's word is true, but it's just like, Lord, I've been through so much. It's unfair what's happening, you know, and what's going on with me. Like, I'm your child. Don't you see me struggling here?
Mm-hmm.
And God is saying, you know, I see you and I hear you. Keep knocking. Hold on. Don't give up. I know it's hard. This walk with me will be hard. But in the end, you will see the victory.
Amen.
And I had to hold on to his promises. I had to hold on to his scripture. And I got out some scriptures. I sure did. And I wrote to some pastors who I believed in and knew who could steer me in the right direction. And you, yes, you, Lady Charmaine Day, also, I'm sorry, Lady Charmaine Day Booker, you also gave me scripture to stand on. And there were a lot of people just rallying for me. And my husband was very strong, and when I was weak, he was strong. And that's what it's like in a marriage. You have to have someone to be strong when you are weak. Because we all get weak sometimes. And we all lose our way.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it just takes someone to say, it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just hang in there a little while longer. Everything is going to be okay. And, you know, and that builds your strength. And sometimes there's going to be times when there's no one to encourage you. I can remember plenty of times I was just encouraging myself in the Lord. I'm like, Lord, you know, I got all these people around me and I'm by myself. And sometimes God wants to get you by yourself and get you in that space where you just believe in him and him alone.
Mm-hmm.
And no one can disturb you. No one can distract you. No one can deter you from his word, from what he speaks and what he has to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
So this way your root is firmly planted and you cannot be swayed from side to side with every wind of doctrine that comes your way.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, speak it, girl. Let me tell you the truth. When you just spoke a word in season, yes. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you the truth. You know, it. You said some honest words that there will be peaks and valleys.
Amen.
There will be peaks and valleys in your walk with God. You will be in a valley, but it's in your valleys, when you're going through those dark days, when you're experiencing those storms that come at you, those trials and tribulations, it is then that you need to know that the words that you spoke are the truth.
Amen.
And not a lie.
Amen.
And that God's word is the truth and not a lie. And it never returns to him void.
Amen.
Everything that he said he would do for you, he will do for you and greater, more than you can imagine. And so when you are going through, you need to recognize that if you can't even depend on your own words, you could depend on God's word.
Amen.
And then you use God's word to strengthen your own word. I like the scripture, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
Maybe in the past, you people might say, oh, her words are nothing, because when she speaks things, she doesn't keep her word. Mm. And now you're in a credibility rebuilder situation. I think we've all been there when our credibility has been put to the dust. I know I had to rebuild my credibility at a point in time when I got sick.
Amen.
And people had to trust in me again that the words I spoke were credible.
Amen.
And I said, when I speak, I'm not going to even speak my words. I'm going to speak only the words that I know I can live up to, and those are God's words. When you can't speak your own words, speak the word of Jesus Christ. Speak the word of our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
And then it will give credibility to anything you say. Everything has to bow down to the word of Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
So, you know, if you're wondering, I'm in a situation where I had to rebuild myself. I had to rebuild my sense of self-esteem. I had to rebuild my words and my credibility. Go to God's word.
Amen.
You know, and then you'll start from there. And memorize scripture that build you up and edify you so that your words start to have more meaning and more power.
Mm.
I remember when I had a mouse in my apartment. I'm telling you the truth, I had a mouse in this apartment.
Amen.
And, you know, I was by myself up in here, and this mouse was chasing me around this apartment. I was screaming, help, help. I got out my Bible, and I started speaking words to that mouse in the Bible, from the words of the Bible.
Amen.
I rebuked that mouse in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Don't you know that mouse? That mouse just went away and never came back.
Amen. You have to speak it. You have to speak it. Speak it. Speak it until it's gone. In the
I
name
had to.
Of
I
Jesus.
Like, I wasn't playing. I was like, because it wasn't like I was going to kill it. Then I said, I'm never going to be in this situation again. Let me go get a cat. I got a cat. But while I was by myself, I said, oh, Lord, help me.
Amen.
So Amen. You see how these things can work?
Yes. Yes.
What's your feelings on that, Miss Melissa Haynes?
You know, you're not the only one afraid of rodents and insects. True, I had a roach one time that was chasing me, and I got out my husband's boot, and
yes.
But I killed that bad boy. I was like, you know, no, you are not scaring me, and you are not running this house, okay? I have dominion in this house, and so, boom, it was under the shoe. Now, did I pick up the shoe? No. Shoe and the roach waited until we got home so he could dispose of it. But, you know, if you got to whack it with the big boot, whack it with the big boot.
Amen. So as we say, you know, if you got to get physical with your words, you get physical with your words. And if,
Amen.
You know, sometimes you got to bring the physical and the spiritual together and make it serious. And,
Amen.
You know, that's how serious our walk with God is. You know, our words are no joke. They're powerful.
Amen.
And the word of God is no joke. It's powerful.
Amen.
And, you know, God can get you through any situation as long as you truly believe. And the key to belief is belief in the power of the words that you speak.
Amen.
And know that they hold strength, they hold power, they hold light. You know, at the beginning of each show, I tell you, listener Taboo Talk, how special you are and how you're uplifting, nurturing, and guiding to everyone who knows you and meets you. And I'm not saying those words to just say those words or as if they're meaningless and they're not the truth. I'm speaking what I know to be the truth about you.
Amen.
This is who you are and what you are about.
Amen.
And if you're not sure about your words, don't waste them. Because
Amen.
Some people can't speak.
Mm.
If you're not 100% sure about what you say, don't even go down that road.
That's true.
Time is too short. I like how Miss Melissa Haynes said, time is, you know, the present is a gift.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Do you have anything to add to that, Miss Melissa L. Haynes?
You know, to God, time is like a vapor.
Mm-hmm.
We're here today, we're going tomorrow.
Amen.
And what you do with this life will be your legacy.
Amen.
Will be what you have reflected to God as his gift to you. He gave you life so that you could live it more abundantly. And don't think that just because of where you are right now, you can't see past that. There is a future. But meantime, enjoy. Make the best of wherever you are. If it's just as simple as getting a bag of M&M's and eating your M&M's because they made you happy.
Yes.
Treat yourself to M&M's. Now, I'm not saying go overboard. We're not going to go into gluttony and all of that. But you can have something that can make you smile. And I'm not saying go out and spend beyond your means. God didn't say to do that. But he said to live and to thrive right where you are. If you're in a garden and there's weeds all around you, be that flower. Maybe another flower will pop up right beside you.
Mm-hmm.
You continue being a flower.
Amen.
And you shine your light, and then somebody else will shine their light, and soon somebody will be watering your flower and putting food down and soil down,
mm-hmm.
and you grow up maybe into a tree.
Amen.
You know, so it starts like that, and we all have our beginnings, and we all have our endings, but that in-between stuff, enjoy it.
Amen.
Live your life. Don't have regrets. Be at peace with yourself and with
Amen.
The world.
Amen. Praise God for that word. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And I just want to add a word of God to that, to sum up what Mrs. Melissa L. Haynes has said. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future."
Amen.
I repeat that again. God says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future."
Amen.
So God has something in store for you that is mighty, beautiful, incredible, and special.
Amen.
And you know what? Just like Ms. Melissa L. Haynes said, you will prosper because he intends for you to have that happen.
Amen.
So just continue to do what you do to be the blessing that you are, and God will continue to bless you over and over again. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Let your love shine. Continue in your love for this world. Continue
yes.
in your love for this world.
Yes. Yes. Well, we have come to the end of our show.
Amen.
Yes. Yes, we have. And so we want to summarize that, you know, it's important for you to let your yes be yes and your no be no. Otherwise, like Jesus said, it comes from the evil one. And you don't want to be from the evil one. You want to have credibility, have power, and strength in your words. And if you don't have the ability to let your yes be yes and your no be no, don't say nothing.
Amen.
Sometimes it's better not to say anything at all.
Amen.
And know that your faith and strength comes from the words that you speak.
Amen.
Miss Melissa Haynes, Melissa said very clearly that it's important for you to have faith and know that what you believe in, what you ask for, when you seek, you shall find. You got to believe it when you say it.
Amen.
And if you don't believe it, it's not going to come to pass.
Amen.
So we want to thank you, Melissa, for coming on the show. As always, you are a blessing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. No problem.
And we know you're going to come back and visit us again, right?
Of course, I'll be back.
Thank you. And if anybody wants to reach you in the meantime, what's the best way to do so?
They can reach me on my email, which is Amazonmary, IKAZ42 at AOL.com.
Okay, can you see that again?
Okay, sure. That's Micah's 42, M as in Mary, IKAZ 42 at AOL.com.
And you know what? If you write to her, she definitely will get back to you. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Miss Melissa L. Haynes. You were a delight. You were special, incredible, uplifting, and nurturing. And I learned a great deal from you today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I learned from you as well.
Thank you. And to the listener of Taboo Talk, remember, you are very, very special, deserving nothing less than what God has promised you, a wonderful, peaceful, happy, joyful, prosperous, abundant life. Continue seeking God's face in all that you do, and a wonderful life will occur for you. This episode of Taboo Talk featuring me, Lady Charmaine Day, and guest starring Miss Melissa L. Haynes was brought to you to help transform your mind, body, and spirit, utilizing the principles of Jesus Christ. For more information on me, Lady Charmaine Day, please go to my website, which is www.ladycharmainedaway.com. Again, that's www.ladycharmainedaway.com. There you can read my monthly blog, find out more about me, join my Facebook fan page, and also purchase items from my gift store. And if I'm your source for spiritual guidance, please sow seeds into this good ground by making your donation and tithes on that website, which again is www.ladycharmainedaway.com. This ministry thanks you for your continued contributions, support, for tuning in weekly to listen to our shows, for writing in and expressing your viewpoints, and for always showing our guests love, nurturing, and support. We appreciate you. And lastly, we want to thank Blog Talk Radio and our sister network, Blake Radio Network, for having us appear on their radio stations. And remember, you are very, very special. Continue to let your light shine because you are blessed. Stay special. Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you.